Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Plugged Into. I'm your host, Kimmy Dixon, and I'm also the founder of Hypertribe, of which this is a production of. This week on Plugged Into, I want to talk about something that was requested by one of our listeners, which is all about knowing your worth and sticking to what I like to call that authentic self when signing music deals or getting management, and how to go about that. Now, the first thing that I want to say just straight off the bat is that your principles and knowing your worth is about knowing yourself. So if you don't kind of know yourself and know your values, that's the first place to start. The way in which we do this at Hypertribe is we work with our members to extract some core values, and those things actually generate their authenticity. So I've talked a little bit about this just generally speaking along the podcast, and also in our incubator, we also have a core module on this, but it's all about being able to understand what inspires you, where you want to be, what you want people to say about you, and those principles and those boundaries always root yourself in what you want to do in the future. It makes any decision really easy and really quick. So for example, if you're an artist and you want to be known for fashion, or that you want to be really involved in wellness and well-being, then you would start to base your brand and your image around that. Naturally, you should be attracting the people onto your team that would support that message. If there are people out there that don't really support that message, then it's just a simple case of saying no. Now, saying no is one of the hardest things to do. Sometimes we can be overwhelmed by particular opportunities, but if it doesn't fit with your brand and if it doesn't fit with what you're doing, the important thing is to say no. When signing things like music deals, obviously you have to start reviewing what that contract is all about. You have to think about, is this deal the right deal for me, and does it fit into my path and my strategy? Also, with getting management, it's all about testing that person's principles as well. I think it's important to know your manager and do trial runs if you need to. Getting management can be simple, and it also can be super hard. And what I mean by that is that a lot of artists often relate to having a manager that is close to them, that they've grown up with, perhaps it's a family member. But if that doesn't work for you and you want someone that's obviously deeply rooted within the music industry, then I think it's just a case of aligning your professional values. Other people can help you see perspective, and that's where managers come in. So you want someone that can offer ideas in a constructive way, but also being able to adhere to those kind of core principles that you can stick to. Obviously, everybody evolves during their artistry. You might not start out the same artist as you end with, but the point is that you actually are constantly understanding where you stand and what you want to be doing. As long as you have an end goal in mind, then it's always best to make sure that you are following that particular path. When you come from a position of power, which is what we teach to our members at Hypertribe, and we put in a strategy plan for them to be on their own path rather than somebody else's path, you can always stick to your principles and also know your worth. Opportunities always come and go, and I don't think enough people tell artists that. There will always be another gig, there will always be another opportunity, and if you're good enough, you will get there. I think what knowing your worth always comes down to as well is being confident. Being confident in your principles and being able to stick to your principles, you need to know what they are in the first place. And sometimes I don't feel like people do the work to be able to actually understand what they actually stand for. Go back over exactly what you want to do, and also being able to root yourself in the confidence knowing this is who I am and this is what I want and this is what I want to do. No one else can shake that. Sometimes it does take time. Sometimes it does take experience as well. But if you're open-minded and you know who you are, then if you need to say no, then say no. It's always best to walk away from a situation that doesn't really sit right for you. And I can guarantee you that you already know the answer to any sort of opportunity that comes up. I'm a really big believer in everything happens for a reason. Listen to your gut and make sure that you can hear that inner voice that will always tell you the answer. I was also given some advice by a really well-established publisher once upon a time. He said, "Kimmy, in this industry, if in doubt, do nothing." And what I realized that he meant by that is that if there is a doubt in what you want to do, instead of outright rejecting it, there might be a time or there might be an incident that either pushes you away or towards that particular opportunity. So if in doubt, do nothing. Generally speaking, I don't feel like the music industry nowadays has to be that kind of backstabbing or dog-eat-dog world. I think if you're in an environment where that's true, then you need to get out and you need to start making decisions about how to know your worth and not get trampled upon, and also setting your boundaries. I think there are some good people out there and a nice community of people that genuinely want to work and participate in a cooperative, collaborative way. Always know, although you may want your music career so badly, it's always important to know that there is a difference between your artistry and yourself. Always treat this as a business. You will always have friends and family to give you grounding and rooting. It's always good to spend time with those people and also to look after yourself and your body. Make sure you're getting the rest that you need so that you can make the hard decisions and always pick your battles when you need to. That's it for this week's episode of Plugged Into. I hope that that's helped and resonated with some people. And if it has, please let us know over at hyper_tribe. If you enjoyed this episode, tweet us out and recommend it to a friend. We always appreciate the shares and we always like to hear from our listeners. Until next Wednesday at 12 p.m, take care and stay safe. I've been your host, Kimmy Dixon, and I'm also the founder of Hyper Tribe, of which this is a production of.